Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this evening. Once again, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to be our guide, to give us the truth, and a greater understanding of your word, Father, to help us along the pathway of righteousness, to be able to make heaven our home throughout eternity. Now, Father, may the Spirit stay with us through this study, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be working here this evening. In chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. Not a whole lot of verses in this chapter. It's 21. But we'll see what the Lord has for us. We know he's going to be talking here about ministers of reconciliation. So we begin here with verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know that this earthly house that we live in is this body of flesh that the Spirit is in. And in the scripture, it's also called celestial. It's a celestial body. That's the one we live in here on this earth. But there's time coming, just as he tells us here, that when this tabernacle is dissolved, when we step out of this life into the next, we're going to step from this celestial body into that spiritual body, which is celestial, as it's called in the Word. Now, and we know that that body, which he's calling here in this verse, a house, and he's telling us it's not made with hands. No, it's spiritual, created by God himself. And that will be our heavenly home. Most people don't want to hear teaching like this. They don't want the truth of God's word. That is becoming more evident every day. Because they will not put the things that is of this world that we are now living behind and put God before. They want it exactly the other way around. We want to serve God, but we'll do that when we have the time. No, my friend, that will not work. And one day you may think this old man is telling you something that's not true. But one day you're going to step out of this life into the next one. And if that's the way you've been living, you're going to find out just how wrong you have been. But then it's too late. So think about it. And think very hard. It's hard to get people today together around for God's word. Even when they don't have to go nowhere. Like with us. There's two different ways of coming in to my study here with this ministry. We are on YouTube, Lighthouse Team Ministries on YouTube. You can take your phone and call in, or you can come in on your computer to Blog Talk Radio, Lighthouse Team Ministries, to hear us that way. But they want to take every excuse they can possibly find or make up. To not take the time to do either one. I've got this to do, or I've got that to do. I don't have time. One day, you're going to hear the Lord tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I didn't have the time. You didn't give me the time for me to know you. And for you to walk in obedience unto my word. There's times, you know, that it makes us that do preach the gospel and preach it as it is written. Kind of wonder why it is that God will continue on in having it done even. But we do know that there are a few that comes along every now and then. And we know he's waiting. He's waiting for that last one. That last one that will find salvation and be saved. He knows when, where, and how. We don't. Here in verse 2, he says, for in this we groan, earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Yes, we would all like to be clothed with that one, even while we are here on earth. But we will be clothed with this earthly as long as we're here. But in this earthly tabernacle in which we are living, we also have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit there with us, inside us. We're not in there by ourselves if we are a child of God. And let me tell you something. You're not in there by yourself even if you're not a child of God. Because if you're not a child of God, then you've got Satan and his demonic bunch with you. He can get you into to keep you away from the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty and keep you playing around in and with sin. Now, verse 3. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Well, like I say, we're clothed one way or the other. But if we are not clothed with that heavenly body, and we're not clothed with that spiritual, and we're walking in darkness, then in the eyes of God, we are naked. Now, 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. We have to watch what we are walking in, what we are believing, and we don't need to be going for everything mortality-wise. Because you and I are to walk with and in the Spirit of Almighty God. That's why he says they groan. Now, 5 or 6 rather, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. When you're comfortable with the things of this world while we're in this earthly body, be stillness, you're absent from the Lord. So you better get right if you're going to make it into eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ and put on that heavenly body in righteousness. Now, 6. Verse 7, rather. I'm sorry. For we walk by faith, not by sight. But not many are walking by faith nowadays. That's why they don't want much time given to them for God. Most of our churches today only meet once a week, Sunday morning. Then we have a few that meet Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then for the ones that meet the most, they meet on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. But that's not what is required of you and I. The Lord God has told us in his word that we are to be in his word daily, every day. That's why I'm holding these studies every day, twice a day, because I was led to do it by the Spirit of Almighty God. I don't have time to go out here and play in the world. Now, my time is either in his word, teaching his word, or getting ready for that purpose. And like 7 tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul is letting the Corinthian church know that really he had rather be absent from this earthly body and to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ in the celestial body. Think about that. Verse 9. Wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. whether we are there with him or here on the earth, absent. We still want to be accepted of him. And the way we do that is by coming together in the study of God's word, giving praise and thanksgiving unto them, walking in obedience unto his word, and loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, and putting him first and foremost in our lives, and not making excuses to be in and involved in Bible study and the worship of him. But that's the way it seems to be with most today. Even a lot of them that are claiming to be his children, they still are putting things of this world before him by not being involved in the church, in Bible study, where they should be. Because they are ways, regardless of whatever it is that they have to do, that they can be. That was one reason the Spirit had us to set things up like we've got it set up. Because almost all of us have phones, Bluetooth, and we have unlimited nationwide minutes on our phone. So it don't even cost us anything, really. But yet we are getting busy with things of this earth and letting the study and the gathering together go undone. And one day, you're going to regret it. Now, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. You hear this? This is what I've been preaching on. Now you're hearing it, and if you got your Bible and following me, you're seeing it in his word. Things done in this body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. You see, we're going to receive from him according to what we've done in this body, be good or bad. 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. They want to be assured that they are doing what God wants them to do with mankind. He said that they are persuading men. What are they persuading them about? About coming out of darkness to the Lord Jesus Christ and finding salvation and then joining in to the study of God's word so that they can learn how to walk rightly so they can become that born-again child of God and make heaven their home. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Those that are glorying in appearance, talking, and just trying to outwardly be following God, no, that's not going to work. You see, that love of God, that obedience to Him and His Word has to come from the heart of each and every one of us. Nothing else is going to work. Now, because you see, where the heart is where the spirit's at. Now, 13. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. He's letting them know there that the things they do is for their cause. But it is also the Lord God. Now, 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And we know how that works because we've been over that several times. We know that Christ, the one, died for every one of us. He took all of our sins, sicknesses, and diseases to the cross and died and was resurrected the third day. He established everything that God the Father gave him to do. Then he went back to heaven to sit on the right hand of the power. And he sent back to you and I the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, our guide, to be the one to give us knowledge and the power to do the things that we need to do and to walk through this life as a born-again child of the living God. We wasn't left with that. 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Uh-oh. Well, I just got here to do what I want to do. I don't need nothing. I don't need nobody. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to go to Bible study. I've got this to do and I've got that to do. I just ain't got time for all of that. So I don't need that. That's not what he says here. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Do you understand that? 16. For henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Uh-oh. What happened? What happened to me? I'm a new creature. I can't do them old things. I can't do, get out here and do just what I want to do. That was verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How about that change of life? Have you yet made it, or are you still doing what you want to do and not putting the Lord your God first? 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's not hard to understand. All things are of God. And for those of us that have become born again children of his, he has reconciled us to himself now. And he did so by the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is no other way to him than through the Lord Jesus Christ. We had to go through him, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's the ministry in which we are walking in that belong to him. The ministry of being reconciled back to him. And we got that way because we come through Jesus and we repented to him. We were forgiven by him and we are covered by his blood. 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. You see, that's what he was doing through Christ. That's why Christ was walking this earth and teaching like he was teaching, getting mankind ready for what was coming, which was the church age, which is for the reconciling of mankind back to God. Now, not imputing their trespasses unto them. You see, that's not what he's wanting. He's wanting us forgiven and not imputing our sins and trespasses to us, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation, his word. Now, 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Are you? Or do you just think about him once a week? Maybe twice a week. Think about it. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Get right, fellas. Get right, church. For one day the Lord's coming back for his church. And it's not as far off as everyone would love to think. We don't know when. The Word tells us we don't. Nobody does except the Father in heaven. He's the only one that knows. Not even the angel knows. But he's gave us things to watch for, and we know that a lot of them that he's gave us to watch for has happened. Others are happening at the present time. And he told us, he said, when you see these begin, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. A lot of things have been going on for quite a while. Church, get right. Mankind, get right. So that you don't miss out. And the last verse now here in chapter 5. For he has made him to be sin for us. Who did he make to be sin for us? Christ. Who knew no sin. He didn't have any sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's the only way you'll ever make heaven your home, is in him and through him. And with that, we're going to close his word. Give him praise. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you for everything we have, Father, as we travel through this life. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to give you praise, honor, and glory, and seeking our place among mankind, Father, according to your will and your way, not ours, but that we, Father, become your children, belong to your family. And Father, we pray and thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for peace for them. They're surrounded by their enemies. Destruction going on every day. Loss of life. May be kind of small right now. But we know that there are those that want to wipe them and us from the face of the earth. So we pray for Israel and your people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And one day, Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, so much evil upon its own people. We pray for it, Father. We pray that the Holy Spirit can work with us to help us, Father, to remove from our government offices those that are against the Lord Jesus Christ, against the church, against your people, and replace them with ones that will love you, love the Lord Jesus, love your churches, and love your people, and work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed, and put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. As we separate now, They each go our own way. Keep us, Father, in health. Keep each safe. And, Father, use us all in great and mighty ways. Help us through this evening. Let us rest through the night, raising come morning refreshed to face another day, Father, that you make, and use us, Father, for that day. And Father, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Raise us in the morning. Have us ready to come together at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Till then, Father, in that sweet, precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. A good night. God willing, we can all be together again come morning and back into his word. Good night, all.